Philip didn't know the end of the story when it started. All he knew was the beginning, that God said, go and speak to this guy. You don't know how it's going to end, but I'm doing amazing things around you. Some of these things you can't see. So angels, the spirit speaking, and Yvonne's going a story this morning about robbers and being in South Africa. And what she didn't know at the time was that God was actually around her. So when we read a story about this with Philip, which starts with an angel said, the spirit said, Philip ran very fast. He came across a man who was reading the Bible, who was ready to listen. All these things are things that God is doing around us that we can't see now, but he invites us into these things. So when we think about sharing the gospel, we need to step out into that. Now, here's an important word in the story, and it's this. Philip is saying, you're reading the Bible. And a man says, yes. Do you understand it? No. How can I unless someone explains it to me? So here's the thing. When we have a chance to share the good news with someone, do we know what it is we should be saying? So we've got some sheets that are coming round, I hope. Have you got them? The little like a little sheet like this, with the Twitter bird on it. Are they on the seats? Oh, they were given out as you came in. Brilliant. What I'd like to do again is gather with some people you're with, and I would like you to tweet the gospel in 140 characters or less. So just spend a couple of minutes tweeting the gospel in 140 characters or less. Now, here's a rule. Make it as simple as you can, and if anybody uses a word that our theologians declare is a spiritual buzzword, about that. Is that okay? So use English where you can, not Bibleese. So let's tweet the gospel, and then we'll read some out.
And if you do tweet it. That would be very cool. Right. Who wants to share? I'm going to come into the middle because everybody hides up the back. Mitch, come on, give us something.
I think it's just under 140. The good news about Jesus is that God loves us so much that he sent Jesus so that we can know God as Father and be a part of his family.
Awesome. Come on, who else? Alan? Okay, let's hear it. Have you actually tweeted it?
I'm not. Okay. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. I came to set man free from bondage. Into freedom from the darkness, into the light. Jesus is the light of this world.
Okay, so kind of touching on some theological jargon there, but we'll let that, okay? Jake.
We all know something's gone wrong, but Jesus has died to make things right. Hashtag gospel.
Awesome. Joshua.
God loves us, we walked away. God sends Jesus to rescue and restore all by dying and rising. He leaves us his spirit. Hashtag gospel!
Okay, thank you. Anybody else from this side of the room? Wave at me, Norma.
Am I allowed to use reconcile? Jesus died and rose again to reconcile us to God. If we believe in him and receive him, we will be forgiven and brought into God's family.
Awesome. I'm loving the word family. Lots of words that we use have got lots of theological meaning, but we use them anyway in everyday. Jamie, have you got something? No. Okay. Jamie, would you want to come and help me? This was one that I tweeted. I think I probably tweeted this about 1:30 this morning. You come and hold this for me, will you? This was my tweet. So please do tweet these today. It says this. It's 139 characters, Mr. Chung. The Father is making all things right on earth. God's goodness comes near in Jesus. Turn back to God. Trust this hope given by the Spirit. That's not very theological. I wanted to have big theological words, but Gordon vetoed them. Well done, guys. That was good. Thank you.
We've got one more thing to talk about this morning before we start to bring our service to an end. And it's this. sometimes God does put us next to people who are ready to hear the good news. Now, I've always went to conferences and heard the guy behind the platform or the lady say, I was on an airplane once and I got a chance to tell someone about Jesus. And I thought, yeah. And then it happened to me once. A few years ago, I was on a conference going to Belfast and back on BMI Baby, and the plane was late, which was great. And I was sitting next to this guy who was about my age, but very different from me because he was wearing a suit and had a proper haircut. And as I get talking to him, we learned that I worked in a church because I told him that, and he told me he worked for Intel, which was great because this was the same week that Intel announced that they were going to start making microchips for Apple computers rather than IBM. So he said, we were dancing around the office like the guys in the Intel advert. Do you remember that one? No. Okay. Geek alert. There we go. But anyway, I got a chance on this 20-minute flight from Belfast to Glasgow just to say, I'm a Christian. Here's the things I believe. And he was very polite and he listened and he asked lots of questions. I think he was interested, but he didn't become a Christian that day. I don't know what happened to him because I've never seen him again in my life. But sometimes God will put us next to people who are ready to hear about the gospel. Sometimes, though, that's quite rare. Because I would say that's happened to me about two or three times in my life where God has put me next to someone I don't really know and given me a chance to share the gospel. What's more likely is that God puts me alongside people long term. What I find more likely is that over time I build relationships with friends and with family and people that I'm close to at work. And over those times, I get a chance to share more and more and more about the gospel with them. As I share my life with them, and I'm invited to share their life with them as well, I begin to get glimpses of what God is doing around me. And maybe that's where we want to kind of end this morning. And it's this. What are the glimpses that God is giving you with the people that you are walking through life with? With the people that he is putting you next to? What are the glimpses of the things that only he can do in those relationships that he is showing you? That these people are moving to a place where you can share the gospel with them. And you're starting to share it through the way that you live your life. Our Isaiah passage that we started our service with this morning, it really had a section that said this: stop doing evil, start doing good. Defend the widows and orphans. In other words, when you put your life next to someone else's, can they see the difference that being a follower of Jesus is doing for you? See, here's a thing. Here's just some things that Ray and I were thinking about during the week, and it's this. God invites us into sharing his story with others. And working with God, we invite each to hear God's story. And working together, that's us, as a church family, working together, we invite each other to live out God's stories. On the other side of your little tweet sheet, there's a bit of blank paper. And what we'd like you to do this morning, this is an act of worship, is we would like you to think of the people or the person that God is starting to put you next to just now, that you think you might have a chance now or later on to share the good news with them. And then, this is maybe the crazy part, we like to draw that. It doesn't have to be a Picasso. A little kind of like stick figure thing would be fine. So some of the people that Jenny spends time with are the karate people. So her picture might just be like that, okay, with, you know, like torn hamstrings at the end of that kick. So draw that picture on your sheet. And then I'm going to pull this other board over. And then I'd like you to pin your picture around our rose window logo. And we're going to use that as a symbol of all the people we know who are around St. Silas. And when we do that, we're also going to sing. Jody and the band are going to come up. And we're going to sing maybe as we respond in this way by saying, Lord, these are the people you're putting my life next to just now.